Glorious mystery. For me, the mystery of the Trinity is way more than my mind can handle. Way more. Here's what we know. There is one God, and yet three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father is not the Son. The Son is not the Spirit. And the Spirit is not the Father. All three members of the Godhead possess the attributes of personality. In the garden, the Lord Jesus prayed, "Not my will, but yours," speaking of the Father, "be done." This speaks of yet another mystery. Christ is one person with two natures, one truly human, the other truly divine. At Gethsemane, Jesus prayed as the God-man, his human will wishing to avoid the agonies of the cross and all that this would mean in terms of the Father's wrath being poured out on him, this cup, as he called it, yet submitted himself to the will of the Father. In glorious, majestic, beautiful divinity, the Father, Son, and Spirit are one in mission. There is never opposition of will between the members of the Trinity. There has never been a single argument between them. They are forever united in what they intend to do, and from eternity have acted in complete unity always, even as they have distinct roles to carry out for the purpose of our redemption. It is the Father who sends the Son into the world. The Son lives and then dies for us, and the Spirit applies the work of redemption to those God elected and the Son died for. Amazing beyond words. Beyond the boundaries we find in God's revelation of himself in Scripture, there's only speculation and the treacherous fall off the cliff of orthodoxy into heresy and damnation. As Calvin rightly said, "Where God closes his holy mouth, I will desist from inquiry." Two final thoughts. One in essence, three in persons, one what, and three whos, while fathomless mystery is no contradiction. Two, God has revealed all he has about himself that we would have more than enough to forever stand in awe of him and find boundless joy and delight in all that he is as our glorious triune God for eternity.